Are you writing about this? Are you writing about the what it's like to be? Is that in your mindset? All these emotions, all these things you're talking about that all mothers go through. I mean, all mothers go through many of the things, and fathers too, but I mean...
You mean, am I writing a song, or do I keep like a journal, or...
Yeah, I mean, are you writing other than music? Are you writing about it? Are you putting any of this down on paper, or do you not do that?
Some, yes, I do. There are some things that, if it makes any sense, I have passing thoughts that I want no documentation of, whether it be on paper or computer.
Well, even, that's natural.
You know what I mean? Yes. An emotion that I feel over something that happened. It may be toward my brother. It may be toward you. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that, you know, I'll think about that. And then I'm like, oh, what was that? So, no, I wouldn't write that down. But there are things that happen and experiences that I have that I do keep a little journal of at home or with me on those given days. Yeah. I write it down.
So
it could be a book someday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm there for other single mothers that are dealing with the same thing, thoughts and things, you know, that would help them, that helped you get through it, that helped your mom get through it, things that you did.
Well, that was one of the things when I sing that song, when I perform that song, that's my opener. My introduction for that song is to tell people how that song came about, why we love it. You know, why it meant so much
Name
to
the
us.
Title.
It's called Quiet Kind of Crazy, and it's about a single mom. And that was our last single. And, you know, and I would tell people, all right, this next song is called Quiet Kind of Crazy. And this song really hit home for me, Greg and Brian, because we're siblings that grew up, 3 of 7 children that were raised by a single mom. And at one point, I was a single mom for a period of time in my life. And, you know, if you've been a single mom, you absolutely know that there are times during any given day that you don't know how you're going to even find the strength to draw your next breath. And you feel like you are facing the world all alone. And what do I do? What do I do? There's no one for me. That thought is constantly on your mind. It's just me and my kid, you know? But there is. And like for me, I had my two brothers who would have done anything for me at any time. But ultimately, it was my mom who looked at me. I'll never forget, I was sitting in her living room, and I had been put on bed rest because I was pregnant with my second child. And my oldest one was like 3 years old. And sitting in the living room, and I was really second-guessing myself for being single, so to speak, you know. And I really was like, what should I do? Should I, you know, kind of in the back of my mind, kind of privately talking to my mother kind of thing, should I go back to him? Did I make the right decision? Can I do this kind of thing? And my mom looked at me, she's like, Wendy, all the strength you need, you already have. And it kind of took me a second. And it was bam. It was like that light on smack in the back of your head. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was like, wow, here's my kids. They're the reason I do everything. All the strength I'm drawing from them. That's all I need. I don't need him. I don't need you. You know, I need me and them.
Right.
And I realized that that's what she had done through her separation from our dad. What she had done with us. All the strength she needed, she had. And she drew it from us. And I was like, wow, you know, she did it. Well, 7 of us. I'm enough of her, I can do this. And that means you can do it. When you're at that moment, how am I going to do this? Where am I going to get the strength? You already have it. You just need to pull it in the right direction, to guide you in the right direction. That's all it is. I mean, it's so huge, it's tiny. It's simple. And so, you know, that's how that song came about. And I never want that for my own children.
I understand. I'm just curious because there's a lot of people that are in the industry, in the record business, that have this thing about age. They think you have to be 18, and it's just about youth. It's all about young kids, and if you're a certain age, you can't do it. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't want this to sound like I'm insulting the 18 to 20 or whatever, the younger generation, because believe me, there's so much talent bottled up in a lot of them that I can only wish for that.
Right.
But what I will say to those that think it's only that age is the thing about TaylorMade is we are not young teenagers out there singing about things we know nothing about or talking about places we've never been. Every song that we choose, whether we write it or you write it and allow us to sing it, we choose it for a reason because it hits home for us. Just like Quiet Kind of Crazy was about a single mom, that meant something to us. We are real people singing real songs about real life experiences. That's the best way I can put it. We're not going to sing about something we know nothing about. How can you put the true emotion that a song deserves into a song if you've never even done it or have no idea what I'm talking about? And you surely couldn't write that song. So that's the only thing I have to say about that you have to be so young to be out there. Because they are most of the time singing songs that people like me or you wrote or performed before.
Right. Yeah.
Because we've been there, done that.
Yeah. So what's up on the agenda next? What's the next, the most exciting thing you have coming up in front of you besides being in here in this great big recording studio making a record?
Well, that's it, is this song. I mean, the single, we're here recording a six-pack that's going to come out in the next couple of weeks. The single called Good Love is done, and it's in the final stages to be released to nationwide radio. So to get this album done, the six-pack done, and get it all out and into the distribution process and let America hear this song is the most exciting thing I can think of, because this is the first time we're really getting out there. I mean, Quiet Kind of Crazy did well, but it didn't go as far as what we're hoping this is going to go, mm-hmm. what the plans are for this song to go.
When do you think it will be out?
I'd say the next couple of weeks. I mean, I don't think I'm stretching the truth too far there. I mean, that's what I understand as the next couple of weeks it'll be out.
Have you taken your daughters into the recording studio yet? Have you put any of it on tape?
No, but, well, definitely not here. I will say I let Dan hear my three daughters sing together. And he did say, wow, that he thought that was recordable. I'll just leave it that way. Our lead player, Dan Bailey, has a recording studio in his basement. And I have taken them in there to let them see the kind of process that it is. And they love it. And the oldest one is the only one that has ever actually had the headset on and sang into a microphone. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll have to see how that goes. I mean, they act like they want to do it, but we'll see.
Thank you for doing this, Wendy.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's always good to see you. And, you know, new record sounds great.
Thank you.
I love it.
Just tell the people so they'll go to radio, call their local radio stations and request Good Love by TaylorMade.
That's right. We'll do the best we can to get that out there.
All right. Thank you, dear.